Broadcasting live from the Gruber Law Office's One Call That's All studio at the Avenue in downtown Milwaukee. This is Kyle Bruston Nordman, KBN on 94.5 ESPN, the Wisconsin On Demand app, and streaming live at ESPN Milwaukee on YouTube.
It's the 414 hour at 4 on KBN. And really quickly, shout out to the MFD, the Milwaukee Firefighters, who are listening to KBN. Thank y'all for everything y'all do.
We have the firefighters listening to us?
Yeah, over there on, I want to say it's 80th in Silver Spring. Oh, they're going to get so mad.
Or Bradley,
80th and Bradley, something like that.
What's the connection?
Way to get it right.
Well, connection is...
They rescued Kyle from his bad takes.
No, my friend is a firefighter. He told me, man... Listen,
you get stuck in a tree and they had to come get you or what?
No. My friend's a firefighter, went to the bus game with him. He said, Kyle, like, I got people at the firehouse. They love listening to KBN. When they saw a picture one time of I was on like a screen there. Like, he was like, oh, that's my guy Kyle. They're like, you know Kyle? You know Kyle from KBN? I was like,
cool.
Yeah. That's my boy. And so shout out to the Milwaukee Fire Department, saving lives all the time. So shout out to y'all.
Let's keep Kyle grounded here. We just got over Kyle sitting in the stands. His Whitewater loss in the national championship game when he was on the team. Sean chimes in on Twitter, at Ben Brust. Second place, Kyle.
I was.
Joined second place Brad.
The water's warm over here, Kyle.
I'm happy to join. Brad earned his second place more than I
Fourth
did.
Fourth place, Ben.
Oh, you were third place.
I mean, you don't play a third place game.
Well, you're not. I'm
give
put
third.
You in third. You in
Thank
third
you.
Place.
You
Thank
got
a ring. We all got rings here for our losses.
And we'll be celebrating the second place Badgers.
Do you have a ring, Shroff, from your debacle?
Ryan from McGuanago on the text line. Shut up, Kyle. You suck.
Yep. Saw that one.
Hey, Ryan from McGuanago.
Just like that.
Love you, buddy.
Man. Chef Ed chimes in.
Hey, Chef Ed.
A
Chef
question
Ed.
On the Carbless Talking text line, 800-990-3776. Kyle Bruston Norman, the 414 Hour 4. A question. What have I done that Brad never has?
What has Chef Ed done that I've never done?
Mm-hmm. Cheating on Are You Smarter Than Ben Brust?
Actually, he did cheat by reading the answer wrong twice.
This
is like suspended.
That's true. This is like a trivia question. He has an answer?
He got an answer.
He can cook.
I don't know. Yeah, I guess I can't cook.
Use seasoning.
Oh, Kyle's on fire. I don't know, Chef Ed. Tell me. Tell me what he's done that
I haven't
done.
He's worn a Super Bowl ring.
Oh, wow.
A lot of them chings right now.
Wait till my Packers win. I'm going to get my shareholder's ring. I won't take it off.
This just in, the firefighters have turned us off.
For real? They
good,
tweeted in?
We've got a lot of bad jokes to start the
Did they tweet in
that? I love them all. No, you are just so gullible.
So dumb.
You're
so firefighter. How do you know that?
You got to be one of the dumbest humans on the planet.
Wow, that's pretty.
Wow.
That is.
I mean, quite obviously.
We are
making
doing
a joke.
Bad jokes right now.
Oh, well, that was a terrible joke then. I just thought maybe somebody text in.
You know what? I kind of want to keep this going. I want to get inside the mind of KBN Nation.
Oh, wow.
Why do you like sports? 800-990-3776. I'm joking, Strofe. I'm joking.
He was not joking. He was ready to go down that path.
Yeah.
He was ready. And then you gave him just a little glimmer of like, I don't know. He said, no, I'm kidding. I love sports. I really do.
In a world that is like scripted and fake, sports are the only thing that's unscripted and real, baby.
And we can dissect what the teams are doing before they play games, and we will take a look at the wide receiver position.
Hold on, I want to hear this.
If this takes the show south, this is on
it's
you.
On me.
But
Go
wait
ahead,
a minute.
Kyle.
But Brad, didn't you say the NFL is scripted? Didn't you say that there's a script? You said that before.
It's not public, Kyle. Thank
I ain't
you.
Doing this. Play Matt LaFleur.
I mean, yeah, that's something that we took a deep dive at. I think that was a big part of it, to be honest with you. It's just we had a ton of drops, and that's an area that we have to clean up. And, I mean, it takes all 11, right? We talk about it all the time. There were times where we had situations where we just didn't take advantage of it, and maybe it's just one guy missing a block or a lot of things happen. There's a lot of variables, and it's definitely a long-winded answer, but I think that we've got a pretty good plan going into next season.
Do you believe in the plan? Because here's part of the plan, according to Matt LaFleur, on what Mecole Hardman can bring.
Yeah, I mean, he's a veteran player. He's played a lot of ball. I know he hasn't had a ton of production as a receiver in the last couple of years, but he is a speed element, a guy that, you know, just going against him over the years and then studying him when he came out of college, that we had a lot of interest in. So I'm excited for him, just to get him ingrained in our system and see what he can bring. But certainly as a returner, I would expect some there.
This is not a very ringing endorsement.
I haven't heard anybody say anything about him being a very talented receiver that's going to be an asset.
That's not why he's here.
Well, then what the hell?
What's McCole Hardman's role?
He's only making $1.5 million.
Yeah, but the problem is,
so don't treat him like he's going to be a wide receiver impactful.
Well, then don't talk about speedster. I heard Goody talk about the fact that with Hardman, right? Like he's a guy that's going to be able to come and help us, and you know he can. He's got a speedster and all that. And so I'm just thinking to myself, like, what are we doing? Like, this the receiving room must not be done. There's no way in the world you're spending $1.5 million on a guy that you think is going to replace Christian Watson because he's a speedster. So obviously this is a kick returner, and obviously they believe that they still have a hole in the receiving room because Christian Watson ain't walking through that door until maybe November. And so you got to find a way to replace him. And so my assumption is either they're drafting or they're crazy. There's one of the two.
If anything, this is it's a double whammy of bad news because we're agreeing that McCole Hardman isn't going to do much in the wide receiver room. He's going to be primarily a returner. That means that Keyshawn Nixon is getting his wish to not be a returner and focus on being cornerback one.
No, that means just had a discussion that Jair is on the roster. And until Jair is not on the roster, he is not cornerback one.
But until that gets affirmed, Jair.
He's still on the roster. Jair is still on the roster.
So you could just go with like Jair all the way to training camp, and there won't be any sort of part of you where it's like, is the plan to have Jair? What's he doing?
Well, once we're past June 1st, I mean, the writing's on the wall.
After
he could do a post June 1st cut. Once June 1st comes, basically they no longer can save the $6 million or something like that. So he's locked in on the roster.
It just doesn't.
I mean, still move on from him. I'm sure trade him, but
at that point, you're getting for him. No one's gonna be popping up.
If they're still talking about this in July, then that's a problem.
Then it's not a plan.
The only thing you're gonna get to him is a draft pick, and if you get like a 2026 draft pick, what good does that do? You're not gonna get
nothing
one for
this
a
year.
Long way away. So, I mean, when I hear Matt LaFleur talk about that, not a very ringing endorsement from McCole Hardman, but he doesn't sound like he's particularly stressed. He's just like, yeah, you know, it's
because he's not going to be that important to the team. I think the bigger thing is, I just wanted to clarify, McCole Hardman is not going to be able to replace what Christian Watson was. And if you thought that, he's not going to.
Well, he's a speedster.
I know you're talking in jest right now. Ugh, dang it. That's one of my words. Who is going to emerge? Because it's three guys. Are any of them going to be a 1,000-yard receiver? Will Tucker Kraft, will they have a 1,000-yard pass catcher?
I mean, history would say that they won't. I still contend that Tucker Kraft will be the guy that's most likely going to emerge as the number one pass catcher. But the thing about Jaden Reed, who I think is the closest thing to a wide receiver one, is he's best in the slot. He's not best in the outside, where a wide receiver one would normally be. So, I mean, without a major move in the draft. I've been calling on the Packers to draft that wide receiver one in the first round this year.
Have you been holding your breath since 2002?
I've been holding my breath since like February. I don't think they've ever needed it nor desired it, but I think this is the year to do that. Because if they do that, if they get a guy who's a legitimate outside threat, right? Maybe he's not as a top 10 wide receiver this year, but who's a dude, that means Jaden Reed in the slot, Romeo Doubs on the outside, and Wicks in the slot too. That's a formidable room.
Here, I'm going to get you a little excited. A guy, Tet McMillan, a guy that you like from Arizona, right? I think you talked about it last week. He's dropping a little bit. He said he doesn't watch film.
Oh, great.
He'll
supposed to make us feel better?
He's falling. You may get your wish. Because Goody was the only general manager that went out there to his private pro day or workout, so maybe you get your wish if a guy like that falls for not watching film. He has potential.
$100 right now. I ask you the question, do the Packers have a 1,000-yard pass catcher next year? 800-990-3776. Someone gives you $100, you have to place it on one side. You can't keep it.
That just hurts.
1,000-yard pass catcher, yes or no?
It
Strofe
hurts
on Twitter
my
at KBN ESPN.
You know I want to say over. I want to say yes. I want to say yes, but in my heart of heart, I'm concerned. I truly am concerned because we don't know what Jaden Reed can be without having to play within an offense where you have a designated reason that Christian Watson just isn't there because he's a great receiver. He also can help attract attention. He can stretch the field. He can open up things underneath. It helps Jaden Reed be better, right? And so you take away that element from the offense where there may be more of a focal point on Jaden Reed. Can Jaden Reed succeed? And so I don't know if the answer is yes. So if I had to put $100 on whether or not the Packers will have a 1,000-yard wide receiver for the first time in like 5-4 years, something like that, I'm going to say no.
Someone hands you $100. Do you believe the Packers will have a 1,000-yard pass catcher?
You know what? I am going to go with the over, now that I think about it, because you take away Christian Watson, so it's just less mouths to feed. Right, the problem with the Green Bay Packers was you're distributing the ball that's being spread out to all these different guys. But now that we know it's only, you know, Reed, Dobbs, and Wicks, three guys that are your marquee guys. Maybe you draft a guy. Hopefully you draft your guy. And you've got Tucker Kraft, who's your marquee guy. So there's only so many distributions to go around. There's only so many pass catches to go around. So when you remove a guy like Christian Watson, I think that just is going to elevate everybody else. I think it's either going to be Reed or Tucker Kraft. One of those guys will be at the, well, yeah, Reed or Tucker Kraft. Tucker Kraft would have to have a heck of a season.
You're hesitating. You're hesitating.
You've really sold the group.
But think about it.
I agree with the premise of the less mouths to feed.
Reed last year when had 850 yards, something like that, and he disappeared for like 7 games. So think about if he can just recreate some level of production and finish the year, he's going to be that 1,000-yard receiver. And that was with Malik Willis for like 3.5 games.
I injured
Jordan Love.
I just think it's tough, especially understanding that even when Aaron Rodgers had some okay wide receivers, not great, he wasn't able to get these guys to have 1,000 yards. I mean, he only really had a Lazard on the team, but if Rodgers wasn't able to do it, Love ain't Aaron Rodgers in his prime yet.
But it doesn't take
What do you mean,
Alan Lazard, Christian Watson,
and Romeo Dobbs.
And Romeo Dobbs.
Yeah, rookies, yeah.
Poor Aaron Rodgers, like, of course he wasn't going to have a 1,000-yard wide receiver. Now, it's his fault he handpicked Lazard to make sure he was part of every team he was with. He's not a number one.
I'm just saying. I'm hopeful. I hope I'm wrong. I really do because it means this team is better with a 1,000-yard wide receiver.
24 guys last year in the NFL had 1,000 yards or more. 24.
It's not a lot.
It's 2/3 of the NFL.
Two-thirds of teams.
Sure. Two-thirds of teams. That's what I mean.
Very good strong.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Thank you for qualifying. But I will say, unfortunately, now that I look at it, like Jameson Williams was 24th on the Lions. Amon-Ra St. Brown also. So tends to cluster together in good offenses. But that's the thing. The Packers should have a good offense. They should have a capability for one guy
to
emerge.
They don't have a Jameson Williams-level receiver on their team. Our Jameson Williams is Christian Watson. So Jameson Williams is better than him.
So the wide receiver two for the Lions would be our bona fide number one wide receiver.
Yes. There's two teams in this division
he had
that have
1,000 yards. Both him and Amara have 1,000 yards.
There's two teams in this division that have bona fide twos on their team that are
bona fide ones
on the Packers. Jordan Addison in Minnesota is a number one. He's a 1,000-yard receiver. Hell, he's a 1,200-yard receiver on the Green Bay Packers. You go ahead and bring Jameson Williams over here, he's an 1,100-yard wide receiver on our team. Like, that is... That's easy.
Strofe, you're taking a little offense to that.
First round guys with talent.
I just want everybody to take a breath. Look, I get, thank you. I get the offseason wasn't as sexy as we'd hoped for, right? Like, I was the captain, the commandeer of, is that the word, commandeer? Commandeer?
You got to ask Brad.
Commandeer means like to take over.
Yeah, the BBD campaign, the bring back Devontae campaign. Right, I wanted Devontae Adams at Green and Gold. Ultimately, we know that didn't happen. They didn't even try to make that happen. Jaden Reed and Dontayvion Wicks are only entering year three. And we have seen enough flashes specifically from Reed that gives me pause to say, well, gives me pause for everybody saying, well, they don't have a 1,000-yard receiver. They don't have a number one receiver. Like, I still think there's plenty of gas in the tank for Jaden Reed.
You're a Jaden Reed guy.
I am a Jaden Reed guy.
I love me some Jaden, too.
He's awesome, right? Like, he does a lot of things really well that a Packers receiver has never been able to do, right? Like, they've never had a slot. I mean, Randall Cobb, maybe, a slot threat in the last decade and a half. What?
Going into this season...
Kyle had his hand raised, just for the record.
Did you think Jaden Reed was going to have 1,000 yards this season?
All right. Probably not, but it was fair to maybe expect it once he started playing really well at the start of the season.
I probably said yes.
You thought that, right? And so, again...
And he had 850 with doing nothing in the second half of the season.
So, that's what's crazy. No, his first eight games were pretty unbelievable.
Yeah, he played very well, but he fell off.
He fell off big time.
Is he going to have game plan, though?
It could be game plan.
Maybe.
Because Christian Watson was the guy that sort of took over at that point. You ran the ball at Josh Jacobs.
To your point, maybe there's less mouths to feed and more Jaden Reed to see. 800-990-3776. Someone gives you $100. Do the Packers have a 1,000-yard pass catcher next season? I need Brad to tell us how to keep that car sparkly and shiny. And then Alex Strofe, who's fed up with Kyle, gets to do Becoming Relevant coming next.
Oh, that's right, guys. Spring is right along the way. That means sun is shining, and you can roll the windows down and enjoy driving that car. And the only way you look great driving on the road is Tsunami Express Car Wash. They use state-of-the-art wash technology to give you a long-lasting shine and protection. Not only that, you get that exterior clean with those powerful state-of-the-art vacuums, but also that interior clean with free vacuums, matte washer, and detailing supplies for your car. Whenever I go to Tsunami Express Car Wash, because I'm a ceramic member, I can go an unlimited amount of time because I am a monthly member. I get to just go over and over and over. When I drive in, even myself, I feel dirty, but then I take the car inside, outside. My 9-year-old car looks like I drove it off the lot. That is how good it looks, and I feel better driving it. Not only that, there's convenient locations all across the greater Milwaukee area, with Oak Creek being the newest one, but you can find that nearest one to you, and you can enjoy all the things that Tsunami Express can give to you, which is a driving, feel-good experience when you take that car in and out of there, because the winter's behind us, spring is ahead. Usher it in with Tsunami Express Car Wash. Wash, chill, repeat with Tsunami Express.
This is Kyle Brustin Nortman, KBN.
Women ask you, do you love me? Why do you love me?
Wait, why am I always the one doing that? tell me why you love me, baby. I need you to make me feel better.
On ESPN Wisconsin and WisconsinOnDemand.com. How you like me now?
Hey, y'all. I love Citizens Bank, and I want you to love them, too. And what I love about Citizens Bank is the fact that when I went in there and I opened up my checking account, they helped me every step of the way. I said, you know what? I want to level up. And they said, Kyle, I'm going to do that with you because I want to start thinking bigger, right? I want to expand. They set me up with my CD account. But then on top of that, they talked about the different rates they have for homes, right? If you're looking to buy a home, you can get that with Citizens Bank right here in Wisconsin. And the thing is they are so great. And the thing that I loved about it, this is what I love. I love how local they are, and I love how they personalized it. After I opened up my account, opened up my CD account, you know what they did? They sent me a nice handwritten letter letting me know that they're going to be there for everything. They have a mobile app as well. So I'm telling you this right now. If you're looking to level up, you can do it with a local bank like Citizens Bank because they are local, and they get where you are coming from, and they actually want to help people here in our community. So it's time to level up and do it right now with Citizens Bank. Visit citizensbankwi.bank. That's citizensbankwi.bank. I promise you, you will love your banking experience today with Citizens Bank.
Hey, Mr. Irrelevant. It's time to become relevant. Strofe's time to shine on KBN starts now.
Ben Bruss, Kyle Wallace, Brad Nortman, Alex Strofe running the show. UKBN Nation, as always, 800-990-3776. The Carbless Talking Text Line. This is more. Alex Strofe, it's your time to shine. Take it away.
Thanks, Benny. All right, fellas, we got to
talk. Is he in a mood?
We got to talk
about it. He got the hoodie
on. I actually kind of like his mood. He's kind of sassy. He kind of sassy.
Got a little sass to him.
Well, Melo got into the Hall of Fame today, and Hoodie Melo is just an amazing tenure in his career, so I figured I'd pay homage throughout the day today. Kyle, shut up.
Yes, sir, Strofe.
That's how you talk to me.
Okay.
About time.
Okay, listen, Strofe. Listen, I'm not a fighter like that. Well, I will whoop you. Like, I will whoop you with my fist or my belt, and there's nothing you can do about it.
My fist or my belt? Like, you're a child?
Oh, I don't whip children. What are you talking about?
All right, well, let's just move on to this, which I don't know how great of a transition this is going to be, but I'm certainly going to try. Troy Vincent, who is in the NFLPA, NFL League office, said yesterday the league is up 133% on violent gestures and 52% on sexual taunting. I'm not exactly sure what that second part means. But dare I say, good? Dare I say, yeah! Give me some entertainment, baby! Right? Like, I mean, I know Rodgers got in trouble for doing a couple hip thrusts a couple years back.
Paying homage to the Hengel McCringleberry
exactly.
From Key and Peele.
I don't understand why the NFL loves leading into the fact that that stands for No Fun League. Like, if you do something cool, celebrate it, brother. Do what you got to do, man. I don't care.
So
don't let it happen if you don't want people to celebrate in fun ways.
All for it. Just curious on, like, was he giving the percentage uptick numbers because he wants less of it or because...
Because he wants less of it, yes. They're going to crack down on it, and they're going to show players video examples of what they can't do anymore, which, by
the way...
They're
going to laugh.
Imagine that meeting room.
Every single year, there are new emphases, new rules, all that kind of stuff. So every year in training camp, you get a handful of referees come, and all the team sits in there, and we watch this thing. And... that is going to be an objectively hilarious meeting with all the teams of guys doing hip thrusts and showing their booties and sniffing their fingers and pointing for the first down and doing the bow and arrows and all that kind of stuff. That is going to be...
Bow and arrows? They're not hitting three-pointers.
No, but that's a violent gesture.
Do you remember with the U documentary for the Hurricanes on ESPN, the 30 for 30? Oh, my gosh. It's incredible. Am I the only one here who has seen that?
I've seen the U.
It is absolutely incredible.
Good.
Incredible.
Your personal friend G-Rag in that.
Yeah, my man G-Rag.
Oh, he is. The Greg Seventh Olsen. Floor Boys. Where are they?
Funny story about that one, too. So we were playing a game. I forget. It was a home game. And there was multiple versions of the U, right? There was like the 1980s U. Then there was the new U. And Greg, you know, they interviewed him and all this kind of stuff. And Greg's a great guy. Like, he's a family man, committed husband, father, like a leader in our locker room. I love Greg. But he made a rap when he was in Miami.
Seventh Floor Crew.
And this was like peak Me Too movement.
Oh, yeah. He was talking all types
of... And then literally the night before, he's like, I told him, do not put that rap in there. Do not put it in there. I do not need that. That was a different life. I made mistakes. All that kind of stuff. It comes out that night. The next morning, Greg Olsen at breakfast is hot. He is hot. He's like, dang it, they put it in there. He's texting the producer, all this kind of stuff. He went out and ripped a game. He had a great game. He played with his hair on fire. But it was wild to watch that unfold. And of course, I went back.
There was an innuendo reference, I believe, in his rap that we will not be playing.
Oh, yeah, lots of innuendos.
Yeah.
So Strofe wants more taunting and more... gestures.
Yeah, like I remember way back in the day, I believe it was actually another one of your former teammates, Steve Smith. Didn't he do a celebration where he sat pretzel-legged and like pretended he was using a mop bucket with the football?
Oh,
and they banned
that.
And like that would have been before you were in the league, 2008, 2009 maybe.
Yeah. Wow.
Like you can't sit when you celebrate now. BS, man. Bologna sausage. Get after it.
They loosened up.
What's the most you've celebrated?
He's probably done like a little fist bump.
Well, yeah.
I
think.
Good punt.
Yeah, like a little fist pump, little clap. Good job, boys.
You're not the most animated fella.
No, and you know.
We need
you
a little bit more
can't.
McAfee out of you.
You can't force that upon me. You can't force that upon Bradley.
What about you, Penny? What was your biggest celebration?
I was a square.
Yeah.
I was a square when
jumping into other people's arms, that's about it.
Yeah. And like, that was only after a half court shot.
Is that like Dirty Dancing kind of thing?
You
get picked up by...
Actually, I think I jumped into Frank Kaminsky's arms after hitting the shot against Michigan.
Yeah. Oh, wow. Somebody's arms. I don't know if it was Frank's.
But. I like the coordinated celebrations. When, like,
the dances.
Yeah. Those are fun. They're not getting rid of those, are they?
I hope not.
As long as they're not sexual or violent, I would assume not.
Just as long as they're not all John Morant in the NFL, I'm okay with it.
What did John Morant say?
He just likes... weapons.
Using weapons.
Weapons.
Gotcha.
Yeah, and he did it last night, too.
I saw that. I said, bro, like, what is wrong with you? He is so impulsive.
It's like Josh Gordon himself. Like, I'm going to lay out what the issue is to you. It's not very hard to understand and comprehend, but apparently for them, They can't comprehend.
Don't use the finger guns.
He did the
proceeds to continue to do it all the time.
But he did it, and they're losing.
Can't help.
Flashing them on Instagram Lives. He's flashing them on the court. Like,
I'm
dude,
telling, he is
how
impulsive.
How many times do we have to suspend you?
He probably did. He's like, dang.
Impulsive isn't even like powerful of enough word.
No, he
it's,
does
it's almost
not,
like Pavlov.
Yeah,
he's trained to do it.
Exactly. He's conditioned.
I think we should start. I don't want to cross the line here, but I think we should start involving significant others in celebrations. Do the dirty dancing. Kiss me on the face mask. I want all of it.
Wait, what does that mean?
I think you're going to tell us about Bank 5-9.
I'd love to tell you about Bank 5-9. They just keep on finding ways to make your life better. That is their mission statement after all. Bank 5-9, making lives better. They certainly do it in the community. They do it with their employees, their customers for sure. And they can make your life better right now with this limited time special with CD investment opportunities. For limited time, you can earn as much as 4.8% on their new CD specials. And with varying lengths of duration, you can find one that works for you. It's just another way Bank 5-9 is making lives better. And they just keep knocking it out of the park in every different way. And this is just another way that they're doing that. I mean, 4.8% CD special in this economy. How Bank 5-9 is able to pull that off and offer you to have top-of-the-rate CD specials, I don't know. All I do know is that they're making lives better. Let them make your life a little bit better. Go check them out today. See if these work for you and they work into your financial picture, because you will not be dissatisfied with my friends at Bank 5-9. Check out bank59.com/CD for more details. Member FDIC.
Earlier this morning, 9 to noon across ESPN Wisconsin, Wilde and Tausch, they had some words for us because Mark Tauscher joined us on his normal Tuesday appearance, and he's fed up with Kyle Bruss-Norman. Are we complainers? Probably, but we're doing it for a reason. Next.
You're listening to Kyle Brust and Nortman, KBN.
It's the 414 hour at Faux on KBN.
Wow. Just wow.
Has he sound good? We've been practicing.
I did it all last week. I gotta say, I'm pretty proud of my progress.
On ESPN Wisconsin and WisconsinOnDemand.com.
Hey, don't you know? You say you don't know. I say.
With a 2,000-square-foot video wall, you know where to go. It's Potawatomi Casino Hotel and their amazing sports book. It is one of a kind. Spend some time there with Alex Stroph on Monday before the Brewers' home opening day. Went over to the ballpark, and then guess where we ended up? Back at Potawatomi Casino Hotel, because the sports book and the food and everything they have there is amazing. You don't have to be a bettor or someone who wants a drink. You can just be a sports fan. And it's sports fans' paradise of watching anything and everything all day long. You can use your rewards cards at the betting kiosk. Bet above the rest and learn more at paysbig.com/sportsbook. Kyle Brust and Norman with you till 5 o'clock, leading you into the Homer Hour. Now, earlier this morning, after we had Mark Tauscher on Kyle Brust and Norman around 2:30 yesterday, look, we have differing opinions, and I think that's what makes this great and how you perceive the way the Packers are building the roster, if it's championship level, if you're good with it, if you're not good with it. And Old T and Kyle Bruss-Norman, we just disagree. Here's what William Tausch had to say about yours truly of Kyle Bruss-Norman.
I'll tell you this about Norty. I do my KBN hit on Tuesdays. Those three all think alike now. They all think alike.
No,
I'm telling you, I got on with them yesterday.
Jesse, I'll give you a wedgie.
All they want to do is complain. Oh, there's no urgency. This team, they stink. They're not going to get any better. Oh, da, da, da. And I'm looking at it like I'm saying, Brust, you were a freshman. Were you the same player as a freshman as you were as a senior? You can't. That's apples to oranges. I said, no, it's not. Like, yeah, it's so frustrating. Listen, they just want to rail on everything. Oh, this stinks. This stinks. You realize that we weren't that bad a team last year, and they're young, and they could actually get better. They wanted to hang up on me. I wanted to hang up on them, and thankfully we both did. That's where we were at yesterday.
They think he stinks. He's terrible.
Yeah, and all three of them have the same thoughts on it.
There's a little group think going on there. I'm not going to disagree.
It's so funny because, and this is the part that's yours. Okay. Continue.
I just think that
Wilde and Tausch, 9 to noon across ESPN Wisconsin.
They're putting words in our mouth, boys. Oh, they stink. Oh, this and that. We never, ever, ever pulled the tape. Look, we've never said the Green Bay Packers stink.
I don't feel
stink.
The need to defend myself when I hear that. All I know is I am under the skin of old T, Jason Wilde, and Jesse is the biggest group think of them all.
Yeah, can I ask you a question? Easy.
How do you guys feel about Tausch about to say something and then pulling a punch there at the end?
I'm not worried about it. I'm just, you know what the problem is? The problem is how the mighty have fallen. Look at Tausch. Oh. He used to be an NFL starting tackle, a guy that played every year with a great quarterback and was competing for championships. Now look at him. He's a shell of himself. Now he's just sitting here saying, oh, I just want the guys to have fun. I just want them to compete. Goody's doing such. Just give him some time. Give him some time, Goody. Give him some time. They'll be okay. Look at him. He has fallen so far, and it is absolutely disappointing. Actually, I'm so sad for you, Mark Tauscher. I used to love you, but now I just can't stand the fact that you are just making excuses for the Packers not going all in. What happened to you, man? This ain't the Tausch I loved. This ain't the guy that went to Wisconsin and changed the culture. This isn't the guy that won a Super Bowl championship. This is a guy that's making excuses for a team not doing enough.
I'm honestly a little bit jealous because they're living with such contentment. They're living with contentment with their Green Bay Packers that, you know what? What we've been doing
they're
is good.
Clearly having contentment having Jesse Nelson as the producer.
Yeah, I mean, for sure there. But, you know, they're good. Hey, we're good with just making the playoffs. We're good with the 15-year Super Bowl appearance drought, you know? We can just trust the process and keep on doing the same thing over and over again, and hopefully it changes, and just hopefully guys take a next step, even when their careers are advancing right before their very eyes.
Goody has broken them. The Packers have broken Wilde and Tausch to the point, like you said, Brett, they're now content with being just good. That is terrible. Just good.
It's just really too bad.
Who cares about winning a title? You made the playoffs. You won 11 games. Who cares? Hey, Christian Watson's gone. You didn't replace him at receiver. Or maybe you did. You did with Mecole Hardman. He's a speedster. So you know what? That's fine.
I hate how you he's a speedster.
Oh, man. You guys are just so
make him
much.
Sound like he's the fastest guy in Mario Kart.
All that groupthink over there. Those guys, they're just groupthink. They want too much, man. They should just want guys to be happy.
I wonder where Homer is on this scale. Guessing he's more on the side of Wilde and Tausch, but we'll have to find out because Homer and Crosstalk is coming up next, presented by Higher Love.
This is Kyle Brustin Nortman.
You agree with me? I mean, Lola Bunny on your algorithm?
I'm shaking her butt.
Here's on my Facebook sharing stuff, and I'm like, you know what? Lola the Bunny was kind of strapped.
Yeah, okay, here's as far as I'm. All I'll be able to say is I get why Bugs was so love drunk over Lola. I get it.
Thank you.
As far as I can go to you.
Look at this. Google Lola the Bunny.
On ESPN Wisconsin and WisconsinOnDemand.com. Radio legend.
I don't care. I wanted to talk to Brett Musburger. That was for my own personal benefit. I hope other people enjoyed it, but I wish I was Brett Musburger. How about that?
Voice of Marquette Basketball.
Chop went to the basket. Oh, wow. Time.
And owner of the most famous catchphrase, at least in this building.
Oh, baby, that's sweet.
It's time for Uncle Homer on Kyle Brustin Nortman. Brought to you by Higher Love Cannabis Company. Less than an hour from Green Bay and just over two from Milwaukee. Find your Higher Love at findhigherlove.com/CBD.
That's right, findhigherlove.com/CBD. Find them on socials at findhigherlove. Less than an hour from Green Bay, less than 2.5 hours from Milwaukee, and you can elevate your draft day experience when you make Higher Love your top pick. Draft day is approaching. Whether you're watching every pick or just there for the party, Higher Love has everything you need to elevate your draft experiences. Higher Love is the only UP cultivator offering organic, clean, green, certified products, which means you can count on Higher Love to only provide that good stuff, none of the bad. Check them out at findhigherlove.com/CBD. Joining us on Kyle Brustin Nortman is Homer before the Homer Hour.
Yes, we have Ray Mann, Jason Wilde, and Tim Van Boren.
What a stacked lineup it is.
It is busy. So you guys mad again today? You can be mad every day.
Mad?
Wait.
How do you confuse us for being mad?
You're just mad. What do the Packers have to do for you to be happy? What do they have to do? Tell me what will please you this year.
Be a true contender.
What?
Be a true Super Bowl contender.
What does that mean?
In the first round of the
NFC Championship game.
Yeah. What?
NFC Championship game.
I would agree. I'm in exactly the same, and I think they can do it.
For the offseason.
because of the team they have. They were sixth best in points given up last year. They were eighth in scoring. You're right there. They're right there. Some of the players have to be a little bit better, but, you know, and I'm starting the new campaign because I want it discussed. The only reason they didn't go further last year is their head coach, the offensive genius.
You lost the poll yesterday.
I don't care. I don't care what everybody else
thinks. Josh Jacobs at the Super Bowl there, I was like, hey, you guys like a guy away?
They got everything.
And he says, we're like three.
They got everything.
What, you got one of the top, arguably, the second best running back in the league.
Okay,
and
what about now, the defensive line? What? Who do you feel good
they
about
gave
there?
Up six, if you are sixth best in points given up, your defense did fine.
I'd love for you to take those numbers, and you can like do them versus record. Go above 500.
Everybody's going to have better numbers against the weaker team, but
Homer,
everybody
be
plays
a staggering
the same weak
difference.
Teams.
Homer, not everybody 1-5. Has that.
Homer, how many good teams did they beat last year?
Really good teams? None, I guess.
Okay.
Texans,
so the problem is the Texans weren't a really good team. They were just a good team. And so
your definition of they're not.
No,
I mean, how many really good teams? Tell me how many really good teams there were.
I would say the Vikings were really good last year. Okay. The Lions were really good last year. The Eagles were really good last
year. That's three.
They were really good. When you look up and down their schedule, we got
so there's three.
They went 0-6 against those teams, Homer. So what
makes six times?
What did the Packers do in comparison to the Lions, the Eagles, and also the Vikings that make you believe that the Packers are going to be the same level?
Again, the Detroit lost both their coordinators.
Okay, so you're just hoping
Vikings have lost. I'm not hoping.
No, it isn't. The Eagles fired both their coordinators and they won a Super Bowl.
Yeah, and the year before, what did they do when they had two new coordinators?
They started 10-1.
No, well, what did they do? They sucked by your standards on the Packers. You would say the Eagles 2 years ago sucked, right? What they did?
You got putting this. Like, no one's saying the Packers suck.
No, I'm saying you pick and choose what you want.
They're good.
I say they should make the NFC. They need to make the NFC Championship game to have a good year. Yeah, and I think they have a team to do it.
I agree, but you think they had a team to do it? But there's some hurdles they have to get over, and one hurdle that they have to solve is they have to be able to beat good teams.
And they
It's great being top six in scoring and being top ten in top six in scoring defense and top ten in scoring. But if you can't do it and beat teams, they don't equate to wins against the best teams. Means nothing because winning a championship, you go through the best teams.
Again, we're saying we're up to winning a championship. So you're sixth and eighth. They made one mistake. They lost to Philly.
No, they made multiple mistakes.
Well, no, you could have lost all the other games. It'd be fine. You wouldn't care.
No, if you win three, actually you go 3-3. Not 3-3 because I was in the playoffs. But
I'm saying if they'd have beat Philly, you wouldn't bring any of that stuff up.
But it's reflective of the team that they were, that they couldn't beat the great teams in the NFL, and they did it again in the playoffs. It's just reflective
of
what
happened. Because their offensive coordinator, who's supposed to be a play genius, was given a phenomenal running back, the second best running back in the league, and all of a sudden they can't pass to all their wide receivers. No one's open.
It is a strange situation.
Wait a minute.
It did seem like the passing game receded. There were drops and stuff.
They were led the NFL in drops. They couldn't get separation. What are we talking about here? The same issue they had to start the season in 2023, it showed his ugly head at the end of last year, so bad that the quarterback called out the receiver. So we can't just act like all these guys figured it all out.
Did you watch the games? Did you watch the games?
Every single one of them.
And did you think the problem was they were dropping passes? The problem was nobody was open.
The problem.
Well, can't get separation.
Whose fault is that?
What?
They're not getting separation.
That's on Gutt. That's on LaFleur. He's got this great running back, which you would think the balance. What do? You run because now they have to deal with the run. They shouldn't be able to defend the pass. If you run the ball well, that should help the passing game, right?
Devontae Adams got plenty of separation in this
Those
offense.
Those guys got separation the year before.
Who?
Those guys got separation.
Who?
All
they,
of them.
They did.
They did get better towards the end, but it was still inconsistent.
You're being sassy right now. I'm trying to have a real conversation
no,
for a second.
I'm not,
in
I'm
2023,
being real.
The 8-game stretch that Jordan Love was
phenomenal.
Amazing.
But they were wide open. It was phenomenal. But again, until the Packers,
so to Homer's point, I do want to bring that up. I think it is a fair point. How did the separation change that much? Is it players or is it coaching?
When your running game was even better.
You're saying it's coaching, primarily.
I think that LaFleur, no, I want the discussion to be if the Packers fall short I think there should be equal discussion that LaFleur is the problem and not Goody.
Homer doesn't give LaFleur any. You give LaFleur zero credit for taking a team.
You give Goody no credit for the talent he put together.
I give Goody credit. Everybody here will tell you that
not much.
I like Goody. I feel like he needs to do more. He should have replicated, continued to
replicate. I like LaFleur. I feel like he needs to do.
No, you want LaFleur gone.
No,
you
I don't like LaFleur. I haven't said he should be fired.
You didn't give LaFleur credit for the fact that he took
I don't give him credit when everybody told us he was this amazing. Amazing play caller. The discussion was LaFleur was great. First of all, as an offensive coordinator at Tennessee, they sucked the year he was there. You know who made him? You know who made LaFleur?
You think Aaron Rodgers made him.
Without a doubt.
But somehow this team, after Aaron Rodgers left, has made the playoffs back-to-back years, and on top of that, they have actually increased their wins from 9 wins to 11 wins.
Is this the Packer team he's been telling us about?
No, so what
his thoughts on the Packer team going into this year?
Homer, I didn't say the Packers were bad. What I'm saying, they're not ready to compete for championships, which is what Goody says that he thought they were ready to. A team that's ready to compete for championships.
Because his head coach ain't done the job with the players he's giving him.
It's because the D-line can't consistently get a pass rush. We're concerned about what's going to happen at the corner position because you and I both know Keyshawn Nixon is not a number one corner. And then the receiving room doesn't have a 1,000-yard receiver since 2022 when Devontae Adams left. You can't put that all on Matt LaFleur. Some of that is the lack of talent.
We saw the offense a year ago for 8 games and Jordan Love be the elite quarterback in the league. How'd that happen?
Jordan Love, they played well. Who? They came together. They had issues last year. Jordan Love wasn't healthy. I think this football team is a good football team, but going into next year, you are less optimistic for 2025 than what you were for 2024.
Who's more likely to be inconsistent? Matt LaFleur or a young offense?
I don't know.
Good question, Brad.
I would say young wide receivers. Brad. Like I can see why they peak, and I can see why they regress, why they catch the ball, then they make drops.
As someone who played in the NFL.
I would see
they were better their first year. You don't expect them to get worse their second year.
But they did. They're inconsistent.
I don't think they did. I put it all on LaFleur. Everybody gives him a pass. Why? Why is it that he was horrible play calling? Would you assume any team you're with when your running back is... I mean, he had a great running back.
I agree
would assume, hey, the passing game's going to be better. The passing game got worse.
I agree. The game plans looked a little disjointed. It didn't seem like they translated the successful running game to a successful play-action pass. I will give you that.
For a guy who's viewed as a play-calling guru, right? Have we not? Yeah. Did we not talk about that?
That's what his MO is and how people would look at him. Look, I'm with you on the staleness of the play-calling. But and I hate to be the two could be true guy, no pun intended with Steve the Homer True with us. Goody may not be giving as much talent to Matt LaFleur as he needs, and Matt LaFleur may not be optimizing the talent as much as Matt
I'll
LaFleur can.
That. I just want
because that's how you get into
I
the cycle
the
of being good and not great.
I want the discussion to include LaFleur, and it doesn't seem to. All the discussion is about Goody, and he's had bad first round picks, or he didn't do this.
But that's true.
Well, it can
well, the
be,
reason
but LaFleur
why it probably goes
could
to
Goody
do, and
could
not
have
LaFleur,
done a job
Homer.
Every
no,
bit as
Homer,
bad
Homer,
last
Homer,
year.
Stop it. If his first round picks hit, we're having a whole different
no,
conversation.
I don't.
Yes, yes, you
no,
do.
How, I if, don't care about first round picks.
Yes, you should, though.
No,
you saw two first round picks wreak havoc on the NFL on the interior for the Eagles.
I saw the Packers do well with Ryan Wolf in the Super Bowl, and I don't know. His first round picks were horrible. All I care is the team that they put together. I don't care if it's a first-round pick or a seventh-round pick. I don't care if it's a free agent. I care about the group of players he's put together. And he's put together a good group of players.
I want great. You saying whatever. Good. What do you mean whatever? Good doesn't win Super Bowls, Homer.
Good
doesn't get to an NFC championship.
I think they're closer than good. Do I think they can win a Super Bowl? Not unless somebody elevates to better than they've been.
And who's going to do that?
Who Jordan could be Love. Anybody? Could be Cooper,
Jordan Love
could
would
be
have
Williams,
to be
could be Jordan
yeah,
Love,
Love's
could
the
be
only
a wide receiver,
it.
Could be a lot of them.
But you know what he didn't say? He didn't say Rashawn Gary. He didn't say Kenny Clark. He
it
didn't say
matter.
Lucas
They're
Van Ness. No, but that's the
so
problem.
What?
You're talking about young guys to
so?
Elevate. Well, we need these guys who are getting paid and effective
well,
to elevate first round picks.
Why do I care who it is?
Kevin chimes in, LaFleur is soft. No one on offense or defense scares anyone.
That's my biggest concern.
No number one receiver, no edge rusher, 8 wins at best.
He's not technically soft. He believes smart is important.
LaFleur's going to find you up in Lambeau when we're up there during the draft.
Man, I know all I need to about LaFleur when he wore that jersey.
He ain't afraid of elder abuse. He ain't above that.
Hey, you ask, you think of a tough coach. Dude shows up with a jersey. You can leave now. I'm not signing the damn jersey. Go.
Ben, it's your fault why he thinks this.
Yeah. He is smart.
Oh, it's my fault?
Smart.
Why does everything become my fault?
Not your fault. No, it had nothing to do with you. It's how he responded to you. He's smart. He thinks smart is the most important thing. And I'm disgusted with his comment about Tucker Kraft.
The Packers are going to come for you next.
They don't come for anybody. That's the problem.
Homer's ready to throw
you
hands.
You want to know the difference between Philly and the Packers?
What is it? Homer?
Tough.
Mm.
Tough.
So whose fault is that? Goody not getting tough guys?
No.
Or Matt LaFleur not getting...
I mean, I'm willing to discuss both. It's some on Goody, but fundamentally, you played. Was your team reflective of your GM in terms of toughness or the coach? And you know the answer is the coach.
He got quiet real quick there, Homer.
Not probably the coach. You know damn well it's the coach.
It's probably the coach.
Because the coach,
Ron Rivera is
tough. The coach tells all those players, you want to know what's most important here? In Philly, being tough. In Green Bay, being smart.
Rain Man, TVV, Jason Woldy, all the above in 2 minutes.
You're not in the, you didn't make Rain Man.
That's right. Maybe next time.
Broadcasting live from the Gruber Law Office's One Call That's All studio at the Avenue in downtown Milwaukee. This is Kyle Bruston Nortman, KBN on 94.5 ESPN, the Wisconsin On Demand app, and streaming live at ESPN Milwaukee on YouTube.
It's the 414 hour at 4 on KBN. And really quickly, shout out to the MFD, the Milwaukee Firefighters, who are listening to KBN. Thank y'all for everything y'all do.
We have the firefighters listening to us?
Yeah, over there on, I want to say it's 80th in Silver Spring. Oh, they're going to get so mad.
Or Bradley,
80th and Bradley, something like
that. What's the connection?
Way to get it right.
Well, connection is...
They rescued Kyle from his bad takes.
No, my friend is a firefighter. He told me, man, listen.
You get stuck in a tree and they had to come get you or what?
No. My friend's a firefighter. Went to the bus game with him. He said, Kyle, like, I got people at the firehouse. They love listening to KBN. When they saw a picture one time of I was on like a screen there. Like, he was like, oh, that's my guy, Kyle. They're like, you know Kyle? You know Kyle from KBN? I was like,
cool.
Yeah. That's my boy. And so,
shout out
to the Milwaukee Fire Department saving lives all the time. So, shout out to y'all.
Let's keep Kyle grounded here. We just got over Kyle sitting in the stands as Whitewater lost in the national championship game when he was on the team. Sean chimes in on Twitter at Ben Brust. Second place, Kyle.
I was.
Joined second place, Brad.
The water's warm over here, Kyle.
I'm happy to join. Brad earned his second place more than I did.
Fourth place, Ben.
Oh, you're third place.
I mean, you don't play a third place game.
Well, you're not. I'm put you in third. You in third place. You got a ring. We all got rings here for our losses,
and we'll be celebrating the second place Badgers.
Do you have a ring, Strofe, from your debacle?
Ryan from McGuanago on the text line. Shut up, Kyle. You suck.
Yep, saw that one.
Hey, Ryan from McGuanago.
Just like that.
Love you, buddy.
Man, Chef Ed chimes in.
Hey, Chef Ed.
A question on the Carbless Talking text line, 800-990-3776. Kyle Bruston Norman, the 414 Hour 4. A question. What have I done that Brad never has?
What has Chef Ed done that I've never done?
Mm-hmm. Cheating on Are You Smarter Than Ben Brust?
Actually, he did cheat by reading the answer wrong twice. He's like suspended.
That's true. This is like a trivia question. He has an answer?
He got an answer.
He can cook.
I don't know. Yeah, I guess I can't cook.
Use seasoning.
Oh, Kyle's on fire. I don't know, Chef Ed. Tell me. Tell me what he's done that
he's
I haven't done.
He's worn a Super Bowl ring.
Oh, wow.
A lot of them chings right now.
Wait till my Packers win. I'm going to get my shareholders ring. I won't take it off.
This just in, the firefighters have turned us off.
For real? They tweeted in?
We've got a lot of bad jokes to start the
fall. See, they tweeted in?
I love them all. No, you are just so gullible.
So dumb.
You're so firefighter.
How do you know that?
You got to be one of the dumbest humans on the planet.
Wow, that's pretty. Wow. That is.
I mean, quite obviously,
we are
making
doing bad jokes right now.
Oh, well, that was a terrible joke then. I just thought maybe somebody text in.
You know what? I kind of want to keep this going. I want to get inside the mind of KBN Nation.
Oh, wow.
Why do you like sports? 800-990-3776. I'm joking, Strofe. I'm joking.
He was not joking.
He was ready to go down that path. Yeah. He was ready. And then you gave him just a little glimmer of like, I don't know. He said, nah, I'm kidding. I love sports. I really do.
In a world that is like scripted and fake, sports are the only thing that's unscripted and real, baby.
And we can dissect what the teams are doing before they play games, and we will take a look at the wide receiver position.
Hold on, I want to hear this.
If this takes the show south, this is on
it's
you.
On me.
But
go
wait
ahead,
a minute.
Kyle.
But, Brad, didn't you say the NFL is scripted? Didn't you say that there's a script? You said that before.
It's not public, Kyle. Thank
I
you.
I ain't doing this. Play Matt LaFleur.
I mean, yeah, that's something that we took a deep dive at. I think that was a big part of it, to be honest with you. It's just we had a ton of drops, and that's an area that we have to clean up. And, I mean, it takes all 11, right? We talk about it all the time. There were times where we had situations where we just didn't take advantage of it, and maybe it's just one guy missing a block or a lot of things happen. There's a lot of variables, and it's definitely a long-winded answer, but I think that we've got a pretty good plan going into next season.
Do you believe in the plan? Because here's part of the plan, according to Matt LaFleur, on what Mecole Hardman can bring.
Yeah, I mean, he's a veteran player he's played a lot of ball. I know he hasn't had a ton of production as a receiver in the last couple of years, but he is a speed element, a guy that, you know, just going against him over the years and then studying him when he came out of college, that we had a lot of interest in. So I'm excited for him, just to get him ingrained in our system and see what he can bring. But certainly as a returner, I would expect some there.
This is not a very ringing endorsement.
I haven't heard anybody say anything about him being a very talented receiver that's going to be an asset.
That's not why he's here.
Well, then what the hell?
Yeah, what's Mecole Hardman's role?
He's only making $1.5 million.
Yeah, but the problem is,
so don't treat him like he's going to be a wide receiver impactful.
Well, then don't talk about speedster. I heard Goody talk about the fact that with Hardman, right? Like he's a guy that's going to be able to come and help us, and you know he's got a speedster and all that. And so I'm just thinking to myself, like, what are we doing? Like, this the receiving room must not be done. There's no way in the world you're spending $1.5 million on a guy that you think is going to replace Christian Watson because he's a speedster. So obviously this is a kick returner, and obviously they believe that they still have a hole in the receiving room because Christian Watson ain't walking through that door until maybe November. And so you got to find a way to replace him. And so my assumption is either they're drafting or they're crazy. There's one of the two.
If anything, this is it's a double whammy of bad news because we're agreeing that Mecole Hardman isn't going to do much in the wide receiver room. He's going to be primarily a returner. That means that Keyshawn Nixon is getting his wish to not be a returner and focus on being cornerback one.
No, but just had a discussion that Jair is on the roster. And until Jair on the roster, he is not cornerback one.
But until that gets affirmed, Jair...
He's still on the roster. Jair is still on the roster.
So you could just go with like Jair all the way to training camp, and there won't be any sort of part of you where it's like, is the plan to have Jair? What's he doing?
Well, once we're past June 1st, I mean, the writing's on the wall.
What is he after?
After he could be a post June 1st cut. Once June 1st comes, basically they no longer can save the $6 million or something like that. So he's locked in on the roster.
It just doesn't.
I mean, still move on from him. I'm sure trade him, but
at that point, you're getting for him. There's no one's gonna be popping up.
If they're still talking about this in July, then that's a problem.
Then it's not a plan.
The only thing you're gonna get to him is a draft pick, and if you get like a 2026 draft pick, what good does that do? You're not gonna get
nothing
one for
this year.
A long way away. So, I mean, when I hear Matt LaFleur talk about that, not a very ringing endorsement from Mecole Hardman, but he doesn't sound like he's particularly stressed. He's just like, yeah, you know, it's
because he's not going to be that important to the team. I think the bigger thing is, I just wanted to clarify, Mecole Hardman is not going to be able to replace what Christian Watson was. And if you thought that, he's not going to.
Well, he's a speedster.
I know you're talking in jest right now. Ugh, dang it. That's one of my words. Who is going to emerge? Because it's three guys. Are any of them going to be a 1,000-yard receiver? Will Tucker Kraft, will they have a 1,000-yard pass catcher?
I mean, history would say that they won't. I still contend that Tucker Kraft will be the guy that's most likely going to emerge as the number one pass catcher. But the thing about Jaden Reed, who I think is the closest thing to a wide receiver one, is he's best in the slot. He's not best in the outside, where a wide receiver one would normally be. So, I mean, without... a major move in the draft. I've been calling on the Packers to draft that wide receiver one in the first round this year.
Have you been holding your breath since 2002?
I've been holding my breath since like February. I don't think they've ever needed it nor desired it, but I think this is the year to do that. Because if they do that, if they get a guy who's a legitimate outside threat, right? Maybe he's not as a top 10 wide receiver this year, but he was a dude, that means Jaden Reed in the slot, Romeo Doubs on the outside, and Wicks in the slot too. That's a formidable room.
Here, I'm going to get you a little excited. A guy, Tet McMillan, a guy that you like from Arizona, right? I think you talked about it last week. He's dropping a little bit. He said he doesn't watch film.
Oh, great.
He doesn't watch film. Hey,
he'll make us feel better.
Listen, he's falling. You may get your wish because Goody was the only general manager that went out there to his private pro day or workout. So maybe you get your wish if a guy like that falls for not watching film. He has potential.
$100 right now. I ask you the question, do the Packers have a 1,000-yard pass catcher next year? 800-990-3776. Someone gives you $100. You have to place it on one side. You can't keep it.
That just hurts.
1,000-yard pass catcher, yes or no?
It
Strofe
hurts
on Twitter
my
at KBN
heart.
ESPN.
You know I want to say over. I want to say I want to say yes. I want to say yes, but in my heart of heart, I'm concerned. I truly am concerned because we don't know what Jaden Reed can be without having to play within an offense where you have a designated reason that Christian Watson just isn't there because he's a great receiver. He also can help attract attention. He can stretch the field. He can open up things underneath. It helps Jaden Reed be better, right? And so you take away that element from the offense where there may be more of a focal point on Jaden Reed. Can Jaden Reed succeed? And so I don't know if the answer is yes. So if I had to put $100 on whether or not the Packers will have a 1,000-yard wide receiver for the first time in like 5-4 years, something like that, I'm going to say no.
Someone hands you $100. Do you believe the Packers will have a 1,000-yard pass catcher?
You know what? I am going to go with the over, now that I think about it, because you take away Christian Watson, so it's just less mouths to feed. Right, the problem with the Green Bay Packers was you're distributing the ball that's being spread out to all these different guys. But now that we know it's only, you know, Reed, Doubs, and Wicks, three guys that are your marquee guys. Maybe you draft a guy. Hopefully you draft your guy. And you've got Tucker Kraft, who's your marquee guy. So there's only so many distributions to go around. There's only so many pass catches to go around. So when you remove a guy like Christian Watson, I think that just is going to elevate everybody else. I think it's either going to be Reed or Tucker Kraft. One of those guys will be at the, well, yeah, Reed or Tucker Kraft. Tucker Kraft would have to have a heck of a season.
You're hesitating. You're hesitating.
You've really sold the group.
But think about it.
I agree with the premise of the less mouths to feed.
Reed last year what had 850 yards, something like that, and he disappeared for like 7 games. So think about if he can just recreate some level of production and finish the year, he's going to be that 1,000-yard receiver. And that was with Malik Willis for like 3.5 games.
Injured
Jordan Love.
I just think it's tough, especially understanding that even when Aaron Rodgers had some okay wide receivers, not great, he wasn't able to get these guys to have 1,000 yards. I mean, he only really had a Lazard on the team, but if Rodgers wasn't able to do it, Love ain't Aaron Rodgers in his prime yet.
But it doesn't take
much.
What do you mean,
Alan Lazard, Christian Watson,
and Romeo Doubs.
Poor Aaron Rodgers, like, of course he wasn't going to have a 1,000-yard wide receiver. Now, it's his fault he handpicked Lazard to make sure he was part of every team he was with. He's not a number one.
I'm just saying. I'm hopeful. I hope I'm wrong. I really do because it means this team is better with a 1,000-yard wide receiver.
24 guys last year in the NFL had 1,000 yards or more. 24.
It's not a lot.
It's 2/3 of the NFL.
Two-thirds of teams.
That's
very good, Strong.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Thank you for qualifying. But I will say, unfortunately, now that I look at it, like Jameson Williams was 24th on the Lions. Amon-Ra St. Brown also. So tends to cluster together in good offenses. But that's the thing. The Packers should have a good offense. They should have a capability for one guy to emerge.
They don't have a Jameson Williams-level receiver on their team. Our Jameson Williams is Watson. So Jameson Williams is better than him.
So the wide receiver two for the Lions would be our bona fide number one wide receiver.
Yes. There's two teams in this division that have
1,000 yards. Both him and Amon-Ra have 1,000 yards.
There's two teams in this division that have bona fide
twos on their team that are bona fide ones on the Packers. Jordan Addison in Minnesota is a number one. He's a 1,000-yard receiver. Hell, he's a 1,200-yard receiver on the Green Bay Packers. You go ahead and bring Jameson Williams over here, he's an 1,100-yard wide receiver on our team. Like, that's easy.
Strofe, you're taking a little offense to that.
First-round guys just, with talent.
I just want everybody to take a breath. Look, I get... Thank you. I get the offseason wasn't as sexy as we'd hoped for, right? Like, I was the captain, the commandeer of, is that the word, commandeer? Commandeer?
You got to ask Brad.
He's no, a commandeer means like to take over.
Yeah, the BBD campaign, the bring back Devontae campaign, right? I wanted Devontae Adams and Green and Gold. Ultimately, we know that didn't happen. They didn't even try to make that happen. Jaden Reed and Dontayvion Wicks are only entering year three, and we have seen enough flashes specifically from Reed that gives me pause to say, well, gives me pause for everybody saying, well, they don't have a 1,000-yard receiver. They don't have a number one receiver. Like, I still think there's plenty of gas in the tank for Jaden Reed.
You're a Jaden Reed guy.
I am a Jaden Reed guy.
I love me some Jaden, too.
He's awesome, right? Like, he does a lot of things really well that a Packers receiver has never been able to do, right? Like, they've never had a slot. I mean, Randall Cobb, maybe, a slot threat in the last decade and a half. What?
Going into this season,
Kyle had his hand raised.
Did you think Jaden Reed was going to have 1,000 yards this season?
Once he started playing really well at the start of the season.
You thought that, right? And so, again.
And he had 850 with doing nothing in the second half of the season.
Crazy. No, his first eight games were pretty unbelievable.
Yeah, he played very well, but he fell off.
He fell off big time.
Is that game plan, though?
It could be game plan.
Maybe.
Because Christian Watson was the guy that sort of took over at that point. You ran the ball with Josh Jacobs.
To your point, maybe there's less mouths to feed and more Jaden Reed to see. 800-990-3776. Someone gives you $100. Do the Packers have a 1,000-yard pass catcher next season? I need Brad to tell us how to keep that car sparkly and shiny. And then Alex Strofe, who's fed up with Kyle, gets to do Becoming Relevant coming next.
Oh, that's right, guys. Spring is right along the way. That means sun is shining, and you can roll the windows down and enjoy driving that car. And the only way you look great driving on the road is Tsunami Express Car Wash. They use state-of-the-art wash technology to give you a long-lasting shine and protection. Not only that, you get that exterior clean with those powerful state-of-the-art vacuums, but also that interior clean with free vacuums, matte washer, and detailing supplies for your car. Whenever I go to Tsunami Express Car Wash, because I'm a ceramic member, I can go an unlimited amount of time because I am a monthly member. I get to just go over and over and over. When I drive in, even myself, I feel dirty, but then I take the car inside, outside. My 9-year-old car looks like I drove it off the lot. That is how good it looks, and I feel better driving it. Not only that, there's convenient locations all across the greater Milwaukee area, with Oak Creek being the newest one, but you can find that nearest one to you, and you can enjoy all the things that Tsunami Express can give to you, which is a driving feel-good experience when you take that car in and out of there, because the winter's behind us, spring is ahead. Usher it in with Tsunami Express Car Wash. Wash, chill, repeat with Tsunami Express.
This is Kyle Brustin Nortman, KBN.
Women ask you, do you love me? Why do you love me?
Wait, why am I always the one doing that? tell me why you love me, baby. Yeah. I need you to make me feel better.
On ESPN Wisconsin and WisconsinOnDemand.com. How you like me now?
Hey, y'all. I love Citizens Bank, and I want you to love them, too. And what I love about Citizens Bank is the fact that when I went in there and I opened up my checking account, they helped me every step of the way. I said, you know what? I want to level up. And they said, Kyle, I'm going to do that with you because I want to start thinking bigger, right? I want to expand. They set me up with my CD account. But then on top of that, they talked about the different rates they have for homes, right? If you're looking to buy a home, you can get that with Citizens Bank right here in Wisconsin. And the thing is they are so great. And the thing that I loved about it, this is what I love.
I love how local they are, and I love how they personalized it. After I opened up my account, opened up my CD account, you know what they did? They sent me a nice handwritten letter letting me know that they're going to be there for everything. They have a mobile app as well. So I'm telling you this right now. If you're looking to level up, you can do it with a local bank like Citizens Bank because they are local and they get where you are coming from and they actually want to help people here in our community. So it's time to level up and do it right now with Citizens Bank. Visit citizensbankwi.bank. That's citizensbankwi.bank. I promise you, you will love your banking experience today with Citizens Bank.
Hey, Mr. Irrelevant, it's time to become relevant. Strofe's time to shine on KBN starts now.
Ben Bruss, Kyle Wallace, Brad Norman, Alex Strofe running the show. UKBN Nation, as always, 800-990-3776, the Carbless Talking Text Line. This is more. Alex Strofe, it's your time to shine. Take it away.
Thanks, Benny. All right, fellas, we got to
talk. Is he in a mood?
We got to talk
about
it.
He got the hoodie on.
I actually kind of like his mood. He's kind of sassy. He's kind of sassy.
Got a little sass to him.
Well, Melo got into the Hall of Fame today, and Hoodie Melo is just an amazing tenure in his career, so I figured I'd pay homage throughout today, the day today. Kyle, shut up.
Yes, sir, Strofe.
That's how you talk to me.
Okay.
About time.
Okay, listen, Strofe. Listen, I'm not a fighter like that. Well, I will whoop you. Like, I will whoop you with my fist or my belt, and there's nothing you can do about it.
My fist or my belt? Like you're a child?
Oh, I don't whip children. What are you talking about?
All right, well, let's just move on to this, which I don't know how great of a transition this is going to be, but I'm certainly going to try. Troy Vincent, who is in the NFLPA, NFL League office, said yesterday the league is up 133% on violent gestures and 52% on sexual taunting. I'm not exactly sure what that second part means, but... Dare I say, good? Dare I say, yeah! Give me some entertainment, baby! Right? Like, I mean, I know Rodgers got in trouble for doing a couple hip thrusts a couple years back.
Paying homage to the Hingle McCringleberry
exactly.
From Key and Peele.
I don't understand why the NFL loves leading into the fact that that stands for No Fun League. Like, if you do something cool, celebrate it, brother! Do what you got to do, man. I don't care.
So
don't let it happen if you don't want people to celebrate in fun ways.
All for it. Just curious on, like, was he giving the percentage uptick numbers because he wants less of it or because...
Because he wants less of it, yes.
Yeah,
they're going to crack down on it, and they're going to show players video examples of what they can't do anymore, which, by
they're
the
gonna
way...
They're going to laugh.
Imagine that meeting room.
Every single year, there are new emphases, new rules, all that kind of stuff. So every year in training camp, you get a handful of referees come, and all the team sits in there, and we watch this thing. And that is going to be an objectively hilarious meeting with all the teams of guys doing hip thrusts and showing their booties and sniffing their fingers and pointing for the first down and doing the bow and arrows and all that kind of stuff. That is going to be...
Bow and arrows? They're not hitting three-pointers.
No, but that's a violent gesture.
Do you remember with the U documentary for the Hurricanes on ESPN, the 30 for 30? Oh, my gosh. It's incredible. Am I the only one here who has seen that?
I've seen the U.
It is absolutely incredible.
Good.
Not,
very
it's
good.
Incredible.
Your personal friend G-Rag in that.
Yeah, my man G-Rag.
Oh, he is. The Greg Seven Olson. Floor Boys. Were they?
Funny story about that one, too. So we were playing a game. I forget. It was a home game. And there was multiple versions of the U, right? There was like the 1980s U. Then there was the new U. And Greg, you know, they interviewed him and all this kind of stuff. And Greg's a great guy. Like, he's a family man, committed husband, father, like a leader in our locker room. I love Greg. But he made a rap when he was in Miami.
Seventh Floor Crew.
And this was like peak Me Too movement.
Oh, yeah. He was talking all types
and
of.
And then literally the night before, he's like, I told him, do not put that rap in there. Do not put it in there. I do not need that. That was a different life. I made mistakes, all that kind of stuff. It comes out that night. The next morning, Greg Olson at breakfast is hot. He is hot. He's like, dang it, they put it in there. He's texting the producer, all this kind of stuff. He went out and ripped a game. He had a great game. He played with his hair on fire. But it was wild to watch that unfold. And of course, I went back.
There was an innuendo reference, I believe, in his rap that we will not be playing.
Oh, yeah, lots of innuendos.
Yeah.
So Strofe wants more taunting and more... gestures.
Yeah, like I remember way back in the day, I believe it was actually another one of your former teammates, Steve Smith. Didn't he do a celebration where he sat pretzel-legged and like pretended he was using a mop bucket?
with the football. Oh, and they banned that. And like, that would have been before you were in the league. 2008, 2009, maybe.
Yeah.
Like, you can't sit when you celebrate. Now, BS, man. Bologna sausage. Get
well,
after it.
They loosened up.
What's the most you've celebrated?
He's probably done like a little fist bump.
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
I think, good punt. Yeah, like a little fist pump, a little clap. Good job, boys.
You're not the most animated fella.
No, and you know,
we need a little bit more McAfee out of you.
You can't force that upon Bradley. What
about you, Benny? What was your biggest celebration?
I was a square.
Yeah.
I was a square when
jumping into other people's arms. That's about it.
Yeah. And that was only after a half court shot.
Is that like Dirty Dancing kind of thing?
You get
picked up by
the... Actually, I think I jumped into Frank Kaminsky's arms after hitting the shot against
Michigan.
Did, yeah.
Oh, wow. Somebody's arms. I don't know if it was Frank's.
I like the coordinated celebrations. When, like,
yeah,
the
dances.
Yeah. Those are fun. They're not getting rid of those, are they?
I hope not.
As long as they're not sexual or violent, I would assume not.
Just as long as they're not all Ja Morant in the NFL, I'm okay with it.
What did Ja Morant say?
He just likes... Weapons.
Using weapons.
Weapons.
Gotcha. Yeah, and he did it last night, too.
I saw that. I said, bro, like, what is wrong with you? He is so impulsive.
It's like Josh Gordon himself. Like, I'm going to lay out what the issue is to you. It's not very hard to understand and comprehend, but apparently for them, they can't comprehend.
Don't use the finger guns.
He did the...
Proceeds to continue to do it all the time.
But he did it, and they're losing.
Can't help but
he's
help
flashing him on Instagram Lives. He's flashing him on the court. Like,
I'm
dude,
telling you, he is
how
impulsive.
How many times do we have to suspend you?
He probably did. He's like, dang.
Impulsive isn't even like powerful of enough word.
No, he
it's,
does
it's almost
not,
like Pavlov.
Yeah,
he's trained to do it.
Exactly. He's conditioned.
I think we should start. I don't want to cross the line here, but I think we should start involving significant others in celebrations. Do the dirty dancing. Kiss me on the face mask. I want all of it.
Wait, what does that mean?
I think you're going to tell us about Bank 5-9.
I'd love to tell you about Bank 5-9. They just keep on finding ways to make your life better. That is their mission statement after all. Bank 5-9, making lives better. They certainly do it in the community. They do it with their employees, their customers for sure. And they can make your life better right now with this limited time special with CD investment opportunities. For a limited time, you can earn as much as 4.8% on their new CD specials. And with varying lengths of duration, you can find one that works for you. It's just another way Bank 5-9 is making lives better. And they just keep knocking it out of the park in every different way. And this is just another way that they're doing that. I mean, 4.8% CD special in this economy. How Bank 5-9 is able to pull that off and offer you to have top-of-the-rate CD specials, I don't know. All I do know is that they're making lives better. Let them make your life a little bit better. Go check them out today. See if these work for you and they work into your financial picture, because you will not be dissatisfied with my friends at Bank 5-9. Check out bank59.com/CD for more details. Member FDIC.
Earlier this morning, 9 to noon across ESPN Wisconsin, Wildy and Tausch, they had some words for us because Mark Tauscher joined us on his normal Tuesday appearance. And he's fed up with Kyle Brust-Norman. Are we complainers? Probably, but we're doing it for a reason. Next.
You're listening to Kyle, Brust, and Nortman, KBN.
It's the 414 hour at Faux on KBN.
Wow. Just wow.
Has he sound good? We've been practicing.
I did it all last week. Oh. I gotta say, I'm pretty proud of my progress.
On ESPN Wisconsin and WisconsinOnDemand.com.
Hey, don't you know? You say you don't know. I say.
With a 2,000-square-foot video wall, you know where to go. It's Potawatomi Casino Hotel and their amazing sports book. It is one of a kind. Spend some time there with Alex Stroph on Monday before the Brewers' home opening day. Went over to the ballpark, and then guess where we ended up? Back at Potawatomi Casino Hotel, because the sports book and the food and everything they have there is amazing. You don't have to be a bettor or someone who wants a drink. You can just be a sports fan. And it's sports fans' paradise of watching anything and everything all day long. You can use your rewards cards at the betting kiosk. Bet above the rest and learn more at paysbig.com/sportsbook. Kyle Brust and Norman with you till 5 o'clock, leading you into the Homer Hour. Now, earlier this morning, after we had Mark Tauscher on Kyle Brust and Norman around 2:30 yesterday, look, we have differing opinions, and I think that's what makes this great and how you perceive the way the Packers are building the roster, if it's championship level, if you're good with it, if you're not good with it. And Old T and Kyle Bruston-Ortman, we just disagree. Here's what Willie and Tausch had to say about yours truly of Kyle Bruston-Ortman.
I'll tell you this about Norty. I do my KBN hit on Tuesdays. Those three all think alike now. They all think alike.
No.
No, I'm telling you, I got on with them yesterday.
Jesse, I'll give you a wedgie.
All they want to do is complain. Oh, there's no urgency. This team, they stink. They're not going to get any better. Oh, da, da, da. And I'm looking at it like I'm saying, Brust, you were a freshman. Were you the same player as a freshman as you were as a senior? You can't. That's apples to oranges. I said, no, it's not. Like, yeah, it's so frustrating. Listen, they just want to rail on everything. Oh, this stinks. This stinks. You realize that we weren't that bad a team last year, and they're young, and they could actually get better. They wanted to hang up on me. I wanted to hang up on them, and thankfully we both did. That's where we were at yesterday.
They think he stinks. He's terrible.
Yeah, and all three of them have the same thoughts on it.
There's a little group think going on there. I'm not going to disagree.
It's so funny because, and this is the part that's irritating. Well, I'm not going to. Okay, continue.
I just think that other
that Willie and Tausch, 9 to noon across ESPN Wisconsin.
They're putting words in our mouth, boys. Oh, they stink. Oh, this and that. We never, ever, ever pull the tape. Look, we've never said the Green Bay Packers stink.
I don't feel
stink.
The need to defend myself when I hear that. All I know is I am under the skin of Old T, Jason Wilde, and Jesse is the biggest group think of them all.
Yeah,
can I ask you a question?
So easy.
How do you guys feel about Tausch about to say something and then pulling a punch there at the end?
I'm not worried about it. I'm just, you know what the problem is? The problem is how the mighty have fallen. Look at Tausch. Oh. He used to be an NFL starting tackle, a guy that played every year with a great quarterback and was competing for championships. Now look at him. He's a shell of himself. Now he's just sitting here saying, oh, I just want the guys to have fun. I just want them to compete. Goody's doing such. Just give him some time. Give him some time, Goody. Give him some time. They'll be okay. Look at him. He has fallen so far, and it is absolutely disappointing. Actually, I'm so, so sad for you, Mark Tauscher. I used to love you. But now, I just can't stand the fact that you are just making excuses for the Packers not going all in. What happened to you, man? This ain't the Tausch I loved. This ain't the guy that went to Wisconsin and changed the culture. This isn't the guy that won a Super Bowl championship. This is a guy that's making excuses for a team not doing enough.
I'm honestly a little bit jealous because they're living with such contentment. They're living with contentment with their Green Bay Packers that, you know what? What we've been doing
they're
is good.
Having contentment having Jesse Nelson as the producer.
Yeah, I mean, for sure there. But, you know, they're good. Hey, we're good with just making the playoffs. We're good with the 15-year Super Bowl appearance drought, you know? We can just trust the process and keep on doing the same thing over and over again, and hopefully it changes, and just hopefully guys take a next step, even when their careers are advancing right before their very eyes.
Goody has broken them. The Packers have broken Wilde and Tausch to the point, like you said, Brett, they're now content with being just good. That is terrible. Just good.
It's really too bad.
Who cares about winning a title? You made the playoffs. You won 11 games. Who cares? Hey, Christian Watson's gone. You didn't replace him at receiver. Or maybe you did. You did with Mecole Hardman. He's a speedster. So you know what? That's fine.
I hate how you he's a speedster.
Oh, man. You guys are just so
make him
much.
Sound like he's the fastest guy in Mario Kart.
All that groupthink over there. Those guys, they're just groupthink. They want too much, man. They should just want guys to be happy.
I wonder where Homer is on this scale. Guessing he's more on the side of Wilde and Tausch, but we'll have to find out because Homer and Crosstalk is coming up next, presented by Higher Love.
This is Kyle Bruston-Ortman.
You agree with me? I mean, Lola Bunny on your algorithm?
I'm shaking her butt.
People on my Facebook sharing stuff, and I'm like, you know what? Lola the Bunny was kind of strapped.
Yeah, okay, here's as far as I'm... All I'll be able to say is I get why Bugs was so love drunk over Lola. I get it.
Thank
you. That's as far as I can go to you.
Look at this. Google Lola the Bunny.
On ESPN Wisconsin and WisconsinOnDemand.com. Radio legend.
I don't care. I wanted to talk to Brett Musburger. That was for my own personal benefit. I hope other people enjoyed it, but I wish I was Brett Musburger. How about that?
Voice of Marquette Basketball.
Jump went to the basket. Oh, wow. And dunks it. Hammer time.
And owner of the most famous catchphrase, at least in this building.
Oh, baby.
Brady, that's sweet.
It's time for Uncle Homer on Kyle, Brust, and Nordman. Brought to you by Higher Love Cannabis Company. Less than an hour from Green Bay and just over two from Milwaukee. Find your Higher Love at findhigherlove.com/CBD.
That's right, findhigherlove.com/CBD. Find them on socials at findhigherlove. Less than an hour from Green Bay, less than 2.5 hours from Milwaukee, and you can elevate your draft day experience when you make Higher Love your top pick. Draft day is approaching. Whether you're watching every pick or just there for the party, Higher Love has everything you need to elevate your draft experiences. Higher Love is the only UP cultivator offering organic, clean, green, certified products, which means you can count on Higher Love to only provide that good stuff, none of the bad. Check them out at findhigherlove.com/CBD. Joining us on Kyle Brust-Dortman is Homer before the Homer Hour.
Yes, we have Rain Man, Jason Wilde, and Tim Van Boren.
What a stacked lineup it is.
It is busy. So you guys mad again today? You can be mad every day.
Mad?
Wait.
How do you confuse us for being mad?
You're just mad. What do the Packers have to do for you to be happy? What do they have to do? Tell me what will please you this year.
Be a true contender.
What?
Be a true Super Bowl contender.
What does that mean? What does that mean?
In the first round
of the game. Go to the NFC Championship game.
Yeah. Well,
NFC Championship game, Final Four.
Exactly the same, and I think they can do it.
For the offseason?
Because of the team they have. They were sixth best in points given up last year. They were eighth in scoring. They're right there. Some of the players have to be a little bit better, but, you know, and I'm starting the new campaign because I want it discussed. The only reason they didn't go further last year is their head coach. The offensive genius.
You lost the poll yesterday.
I don't care. I don't care what everybody else thinks.
Even Josh Jacobs at the Super Bowl there, I was like, hey, you guys like a guy away?
They got everything.
And he says, we're like three.
They got everything. What, you got one of the top, arguably, the second best running back in the league.
Okay, what about the defensive line? What? Who do you feel good
about
there?
They gave up six. If you are sixth best in points given up, your defense did fine.
I'd love for you to take those numbers, and you can like do them versus record. Go above 500.
Everybody's going to have better numbers against the weaker team, but Homer, everybody
be
plays
a staggering
the same weak
difference.
Teams.
Homer, not everybody 1-5. Has that.
Homer, how many good teams did they beat last year?
Really good teams? None, I guess.
Okay.
Texans,
so the problem is the Texans weren't a really good team. They were just a good team. And so
your definition is they're not.
No,
I mean, how many really good teams? Tell me how many really good teams there were.
I would say the Vikings were really good last year. Okay. The Lions were really good last year. The Eagles were really good last
year. That's three.
They were really good. And when you look up and down their schedule, we got
so there's three.
They went 0-6 against those teams, Homer. So what makes
six times?
What did the Packers do in comparison to the Lions, the Eagles, and also the Vikings that make you believe that the Packers are going to be in that same level?
Again, the Detroit lost both their coordinators.
Okay, so you're just hoping
Vikings have lost. I'm not hoping.
No, it isn't. The Eagles fired both their coordinators and they won a Super Bowl.
Yeah, and the year before, what did they do when they had two new coordinators?
They started 10-1.
No, well, what did they do? They sucked by your standards on the Packers. You would say the Eagles 2 years ago sucked, right? What they did?
You keep putting this. Like, no one's saying the Packers suck. No one's saying that.
You pick and choose what you want.
They're good.
I say they should make the NFC. They need to make the NFC Championship game to have a good year. Yeah, and I think they have a team to do it.
I agree, but you think they had a team to do it? But there's some hurdles they have to get over, and one hurdle that they have to solve is they have to be able to beat good teams.
And they
It's great being top six in scoring and being top ten in top six in scoring defense and top ten in scoring. But if you can't do it and beat teams, they don't equate to wins against the best teams. That means nothing because winning a championship, you go through the best.
Again, we're saying we're up to winning a championship. So you're sixth and eighth. They made one mistake. They lost to Philly.
No, they made multiple mistakes.
Well, no, you could have lost all the other games. It'd be fine. You wouldn't care.
No, if you win three, actually you go 3-3. Not 3-3 because I was in the playoffs. But
I'm saying if they'd have beat Philly, you wouldn't bring any of that stuff up.
But it's reflective of the team that they were, that they couldn't beat the great teams in the NFL, and they did it again in the playoffs. Just reflective
of
what
because their offensive coordinator, who's supposed to be a play genius, was given a phenomenal running back, the second best running back in the league, and all of a sudden they can't pass to all their wide receivers. No one's open.
It is a strange situation. It did seem like the passing game receded. There were drops and stuff.
The NFL in drops. They couldn't get separation. What are we talking about here? The same issue they had to start the season in 2023, it showed his ugly head at the end of last year so bad.
bad that the quarterback called out the receiver. So we can't just act like all these guys figured it all out.
Did you
still
watch the games? Did you watch the games?
Every single one
and
of them.
And did you think the problem was they were dropping passes? The problem was nobody was open.
The problem.
Well,
whose fault is that?
What?
They're not getting separation.
That's on Gutt. That's on LaFleur. He's got this great running back, which you would think the balance. What do? You run because now they have to deal with the run. They shouldn't be able to defend the pass. If you run the ball well, that should help the passing game, right?
Devontae Adams got plenty of separation in this offense.
Those guys got separation the year before.
Who?
Those guys got separation.
Who?
In
2023,
they did get better towards the end, but it was still inconsistent.
You're being sassy right now. I'm trying to have a real conversation for a second.
In
2023, the 8-game stretch that Jordan Love was
phenomenal.
But
they were all wide open. But again, until the Packers,
Homer's point, I do want to bring that up. I think it is a fair point. How did the separation change that much? Is it players or is it coaching?
When your running game was even better.
You're saying it's coaching, primarily.
I think that I want the discussion to be, if the Packers fall short, I think there should be equal discussion that LaFleur's the problem and not Goody.
Homer doesn't give LaFleur any. You give LaFleur zero credit for taking a team.
You give Goody no credit for the talent he put together.
I give Goody credit. Everybody here will tell you that like Goody. I feel like he needs to do more. He should have replicated, continued to
replicate. I like LaFleur. I feel like he needs to do.
No, you want LaFleur gone.
No,
you
I don't like LaFleur. Because
you
should be fired.
You didn't give LaFleur credit for the fact that he took
I don't give him credit when everybody told us he was this amazing. Amazing play caller. The discussion was LaFleur was great. First of all, as an offensive coordinator at Tennessee, they sucked the year he was there. You know who made LaFleur?
You think Aaron Rodgers made him.
Without a doubt.
But somehow this team, after Aaron Rodgers left, has made the playoffs back-to-back years. And on top of that, they have actually increased their wins from 9 wins to 11 wins.
Is this the Packer team he's been telling us about? Thoughts on the Packer team going into this year?
Homer, I didn't say the Packers were bad. What I'm saying, they're not ready to compete for championships, which is what Goody says that he thought they were ready to. A team that's ready to compete for championships.
Because his head coach ain't done the job with the players he's giving him.
It's because the D-line can't consistently get a pass rush. We're concerned about what's going to happen at the corner position because you and I both know Keyshawn Nixon is not a number one corner. And then the receiving room doesn't have a 1,000-yard receiver since 2022 when Devontae Adams left. You can't put that all on Matt LaFleur. Some of that is the lack of talent.
We saw the offense a year ago for 8 games and Jordan Love be the elite quarterback in the league. How'd that happen?
Jordan Love, they played well. Who? They came together. They had issues last year. Jordan Love wasn't healthy. I think this football team is a good football team, but going into next year, you are less optimistic for 2025 than what you were for 2024.
Who's more likely to be inconsistent, Matt LaFleur or a young offense?
I don't know.
Good question, Brad.
I would say young wide receivers. Like, I can see why they peak, and I can see why they regress, why they catch the ball, then they make drops.
As someone who played in the NFL.
I would see
they were better their first year. You don't expect them to get worse their second year.
But they did. They're inconsistent.
I don't think they did. I put it all on LaFleur. Everybody gives him a pass. Why? Why is it that he was horrible play calling? Would you assume any team you're with, when your running back is... I mean, he had a great running back.
I agree
would assume, the passing game is going to be better. The passing game got worse.
I agree. The game plans looked a little disjointed. It didn't seem like they translated the successful running game to a successful play-action pass. I will give you that.
For a guy who's viewed as a play-calling guru, right? Did we not talk about that? That's what his MO is and how people look at him.
Look, I'm with you on the staleness of the play-calling. But and I hate to be the two could be true guy, no pun intended with Steve the Homer True with us. Goody may not be giving as much talent to Matt LaFleur as he needs, and Matt LaFleur may not be optimizing the talent as much as Matt LaFleur can.
That. I just want
because that's how you get into
I
the cycle
want the
of
discussion
being good and not
to include LaFleur, and it doesn't seem to. All the discussion is about Goody, and he's had bad first round picks, or he didn't do this.
But that's true.
Well, it can
well, the
be,
reason
but LaFleur
why it probably goes
could
to
Goody
and
could
not
have
LaFleur,
done a job
Homer.
Every
no,
bit is
Homer,
bad
Homer,
last
Homer,
year.
Stop it. If his first round picks hit, we're having a whole different
no,
conversation.
I don't.
Yes, you
no,
do.
How, I if, don't care about first round picks.
Yes, you should, though.
No,
you saw two first round picks wreak havoc on the NFL on the interior for the Eagles.
I saw the Packers do well with Ryan Wolf in the Super Bowl, and I don't know. His first round pick's horrible. All I care is the team that they put together. I don't care if it's a first round pick or a seventh round pick. I don't care if it's a free agent. I care about the group of players he's put together. And he's put together a good group of players.
I want great. You saying whatever. Good. What do you mean whatever? Good doesn't win Super Bowls, Homer.
Good
doesn't get to a NFC championship.
I think they're closer than good. I think they can win a Super Bowl? Not unless somebody elevates to better than they've been.
And who's going to do that?
Who Jordan could be Love. Anybody? Could be Cooper, Jordan Love could would be Williams, be could be Jordan yeah, Love,
loves
could
the
be a wide receiver, it. Could be a lot of them.
But you know what he didn't say? He didn't say Rashawn Gary. He didn't say Kenny Clark. He didn't say Lucas Van Ness. No, but that's the problem. What? You're talking about young guys to elevate. When we need these guys who are getting paid and effective to elevate first round picks.
Why do I care who it is?
Kevin chimes in. LaFleur is soft. No one on offense or defense scares anyone.
That's my biggest concern.
No number one receiver, no edge rusher, eight wins at best.
He's not technically soft. He believes smart is important.
LaFleur's going to find you up in Lambeau when we're up there during the draft.
I know all I need to about LaFleur when he wore that jersey.
He ain't afraid of elder abuse. He ain't above that.
Hey, you think of a tough coach. Dude shows up with a jersey. You can leave now. I'm not signing the damn jersey. Go.
Ben, it's your fault why he thinks this.
Yeah. He is smart.
Oh, it's my fault? He is smart. Why does everything become my fault?
Not your fault. No, it had nothing to do with you. It's how he responded to you. He's smart. He thinks smart is the most important thing. And I'm disgusted with his comment about Tucker Kraft.
The Packers are going to come for you next.
They don't come for anybody. That's the problem.
Homer's ready to throw
you
hands.
You want to know the difference between Philly and the Packers?
What is it, Homer?
Tough. Mm. Tough.
So whose fault is that? Goody not getting tough guys?
No.
Or Matt LaFleur not getting...
I mean, I'm willing to discuss both. It's some on Goody, but
both.
Fundamentally, you know, you played. Was your team reflective of your GM in terms of toughness or the coach? And you know the answer is the coach.
He got quiet real quick there,
Homer.
Coach.
Not right, probably coach. The coach. You know damn well it's the coach.
It's probably the coach.
Because the
Ron
coach,
Rivera's
the
tough,
coach
eh?
Tells
tough.
All those players, you want to know what's most important here? In Philly, being tough. In Green Bay, being smart.
Rain Man, TVV, Jason Moldy, all the above in 2 minutes.
You're not in the, you didn't make Rain Man.
That's right. Maybe next time.